You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Melody Burkett.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day.
Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-9411. That's 844-715-9411 or landmarkgold.com.
Vice President Joe Biden may be close to deciding whether to seek the White House. Politico reports that confidants of Biden feel he is leaning toward running and could announce his decision soon. Hillary Clinton is playing offense while defending her email scandal, and angry Clinton told NBC's Today Show that it's all a ploy by Republicans to drive her poll numbers down. She says that Republicans set up the House Select Committee to investigate the 2012 Benghazi attack for one reason.
For the purpose of making a partisan political issue out of the deaths of four Americans. I would have never done that, and if I were president and there were Republicans or Democrats who were thinking about that, I would have done everything to shut it down.
She adds that she's still willing to testify before that committee about her emails if that's what's needed. Clinton again says in retrospect she wouldn't have gone about using her private server the way she did, but continues to say it was allowed by law. And American Airlines says one of its pilots has died during a flight from Phoenix to Boston. The airline says the red-eye flight was diverted to Syracuse, where it landed safely early this morning. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Democratic candidate for President Bernie Sanders is a big draw in Boston. More than 20,000 people packed the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center Saturday to hear a speech from the Vermont senator. Sanders spoke about gun control, saying Congress must pass legislation to close the gun show loophole.
Guns should not be in the hands of people who should not have them.
He also drew loud applause when he spoke of plans to forgive student loans and provide free tuition to all public colleges. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, will be laying out her own plans for gun control later today in New Hampshire. Donald Trump is reacting to being impersonated on Saturday Night Live. The Republican presidential candidate tells Fox News that Taron Killam did a great job playing him, but with just one exception.
We have to work on the wig. I mean, that wig is bad.
Wow.
And it is my real hair. You people know that, okay? But the wig is, we have to do something about that. That's bad. But no, I thought he did a very good job, and I thought the show was funny.
Trump added that seeing Hillary Clinton on the show was funny and that the Democratic frontrunner should feel honored to be on the program.
Well, she did the right thing. I mean, it's a special thing. It's a great honor. I've hosted it previously, and it's really an honor to do it. And you know, it's like a feather in your cap.
Clinton took her chance to poke fun at Trump while making a guest appearance. Trump also said that SNL creator Lorne Michaels does a great job with the show. A reminder that in addition to following us on Facebook and Twitter, you can join us online anytime for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're here at Hot and Hunterdon, and this is Georgine Trinkle, your host on Monday, October 5th, and our normal time slot, 4 to 5. I know we were jumping around a little bit, and I have a special guest, and I'm making her Mike live right now. I have with me Laura from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Good afternoon.
Yay, she's got a radio voice on. She's usually very, very energetic, and I told her she had to tone it down a little bit for Hot and Hunterdon. We could be smoking hot, but we can't have such a high energy level. So we're going with our very calm, peaceful, and tranquil radio voices today. So thank you so much for joining me, Laura. I know right now you know that I have to pay the bills.
Absolutely.
So the first thing I have to do is take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back and we'll be talking about all the hot and exciting things going on at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
We're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. I know everyone's excited to know what is the weather today. And I have to say that Friday, I was so depressed with that cold, cold, rainy weather. I don't know where it came from, but I don't want it to come back again. So I'm happy to report that today it is 66 degrees out and mostly cloudy. But really, it feels beautiful. So if you can go out right now, go. Leave work, have a little headache, whatever excuse you have to get out of the office, go out. And I'm so glad that we did not get those storms they were calling for. That was crazy. And
that
I just
was a blessing.
Yes, it was. I could only imagine what today would have brought to us had we had those crazy floods and storms all weekend. So it's not the case at all. So we should have a little gratitude and be happy it's beautiful out today. And actually, the whole week is beautiful. Tomorrow we have a sunny sky and a high of 72. Tuesday night, it's going to be a low of around 48. Wednesday is my beach day. I think I'm going to have to call in sick, a high of 75. And Thursday, it looks like a high of 66.
Oh, wow.
And it's sunny every single day.
Yeah. It's kind of weird for this time of year, though, too, because typically it's usually like in the low 60s, mid-60s typically.
Well, I know I'm not going to be complaining.
Oh, no. Neither am I. Trust me.
It was just so sad on Friday. I'm not ready for it. I want it to be warm. I want to go outside when you want to go outside and not have to come in because of hypothermia.
Exactly. I don't know. I think ever since I was a kid, it always astounds me how we transition from one season to the next. And it almost seems instant for the most part. Like when you go from summer and then it eventually goes into fall, you're like, wow, what happened to summer? It was just here.
It does feel like that.
And the same thing, and it's funny, my son said something the other day. He said, you know, we're all complaining about it being in the 50s the other day. And he's like, but once we go from winter to spring and it's in the 50s, we're celebrating.
Absolutely. It's, you know, life is just a matter of perspective. If it's 55 in January, we're racing out the door. We can't wait to get outside.
Flip-flops on and everything.
But 55 at the end of September when it was just 85 and we are belly aching.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. So there's definitely, with this gorgeous weather, there's a lot to do around Hunterdon County, which is really nice.
There are, and we're going to talk about that and your role with the chamber and all of that. And before we get to that, Hot and Hunterdon here, we always like to start off with a quote.
Absolutely.
So today's quote is, knowledge is learning something every day, but wisdom is letting go of something every day.
Wow.
So that's a nice Zen proverb to go with our very, very calm.
I like that.
It is good. I don't like letting go of things, especially things that I am committed to and things that I feel like when you let go of them, you're giving up or, you know, maybe you won't be able to just live without them. But sometimes really you learn so much more and you grow so much more when you do let go of the things that aren't meant for you.
Yeah, letting go sometimes affords you to be able to introduce new things into your life.
It does, but I think the holding on approach is the way to go. You hold on long enough, my goodness, that's going to end up being yours just for the sheer perseveration and determination and just attitude. Who else is going to hold on to things like that? So that is our quote for today, and we did do the weather and our commercial break. So we do have a little bit of time. Could you introduce yourself, please, to our guests and our listeners and let them know your full name and title and how they can reach you and what you do here?
Absolutely. So I'm Laura Cummins, and I am the Director of Membership and Events here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And I have to say, it's a really exciting job to have. Every day is very different. And I would have to say the most important thing that I enjoy about my job is the people that I meet. I meet so many interesting people, whether it be people who come in and out of the radio station, to new members, to existing members, the different meetings that we have. You know, you were talking about knowledge. I'm always learning something while, you know, working here at the chamber.
And you're always teaching people things while you're here at the chamber as well.
Thank you.
It's very reciprocal, I think, because I've seen many, many instances. People come up and say, well, how do I post this? Or when is this event? And how do I sponsor this? Not to mention the endless work that seems to always be going on in and out of your office. We should let our listeners know that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is located on Mine Street in Flemington, New Jersey, and the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio is located in the back part of the chamber office. So you always have people coming in and out of the chamber, people coming in and out of the radio station, as well as the building across the hall. We have Hunterdon Helpline.
Yes.
They have volunteers that are constantly rotating in and out. So there's always a swarm of activity around here.
Yeah. And again, you meet so many, many interesting people, which is absolutely fantastic.
And which is a really nice segue, because someone just walked into our Hunterdon County Chamber Radio office, which, I, as I just described, is totally in the back. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little commercial, and then we'll be back with someone else who just strolled into our office here. Thanks for joining us.
Rises up on wings. I hear your laughter. Something deep down inside me sings. We're down here in the land of cotton. Since then, sweet things long forgotten, they just keep flooding back my way.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th Annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Okay, and we are back at Hot and Hunterdon Ends. Just as we were talking about having a little beehive of activity around here, we had people come in, people leave. So I'm still here with Laura. I would not let her leave. I was holding on to her coattails today. And she brought us another guest, Tom, who's here to talk about a few things about events and also about a special organization that we're going to hear more about. But before we turn it over, I know you just got started telling people about your job and your title and the things that you like here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was anything else that you were really looking forward to talking about today.
Well, I would have to say one thing that we have coming up here at the Chamber that we're very excited about is our 27th Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase. This is, like I said, it's going into the 27th year, and we have over 100 exhibitors that are going to be a part of this exciting event. Matter of fact, Tom, who's sitting beside me, his business is going to be one of the exhibitors, Anita's Angels. So that's pretty exciting. And again, we're going to have not only local businesses and organizations, but also restaurants as well. And we just found out that Dennis Malloy of the Dennis and Judy Show 101.5 is going to be a special guest from 4 to 6 p.m. that day. And that event is going to take place on Thursday, November 5th, from 2 to 7 p.m. The restaurant showcase opens up at 5 o'clock and also concludes at 7 p.m. So the restaurant showcase adds a bit of excitement to the expo because they provide a tasting, a sampling of some of their top dishes and or desserts. So it's a great opportunity for local restaurants to give people of Hunterdon County a little taste, a little bit of an opportunity to savor their dishes.
Okay, that sounds exciting. And Tom, you will be there with Anita's Angels, which is your business, which I don't know much about. So I'm hoping you can educate me. And I'm assuming you're on mic three there.
I think so.
Yes, you are. Look at that.
Tremendous.
We only had four choices. We were down It's a pretty good odds, I have to say, Tom. So
we're technological wizards here. That's what it is.
Yeah, we'll be at our next Comic-Con concert any day now. So, Tom, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Georgine Trinkle. I'm the host here at Hot in Hunterdon. We'd like to talk about hot events and some hot happenings. So I'm so happy you're going to be educating me today about Anita's Angels.
Well, thank you so much, Georgine, for having me. I really appreciate it. The Chamber has just been a phenomenal vehicle for Anita's Angels over these 12 years that we've been in business. So Anita's Angels Incorporated, we're located 3/10 of a mile from Stop and Shop on the left-hand side in Countryside Plaza North. We're in the middle building upstairs. And we've been at Anita's Angels taking care of seniors for 12 years now. So it's been busy, it's been exciting, and it's been a blessing all at once. So we do hourly and live-in care. We hire caregivers that would come in to say your mom's home, your dad's home, your grandma, your aunt. And we would either do hourly care 4 hours at a time. Or we would do live-in care with our live-in caregiving staff. So we are certified, we are background checked, bonded, and we go through quite a bit of screening in order to make sure that all the employees that we hire are suitable to go into families' homes. And then we're there to take care of people that need a little assistance at home. It would be anything from we actually have it's a two-tiered type service with certified homemaker home health aides and companions. The certified aides take care of the bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, toileting, exercising, those types of things that some of the seniors can't do alone, and you as family members run out of gas trying to take care of for them. So now you have heard of places like ours that would take care of your family, but do think of us at Anita's Angels. We try to give service with a smile. We are families helping families, and we cover seven counties throughout the central North Jersey area. And we're just fortunate to be able to make a difference in the lives of the elderly.
That sounds great. Now, Laura, you said he will be at the November events?
November 5th, the Business and Home Expo, which is going to take place on November 5th at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School from 2 to 7 p.m. Yes.
Fantastic. Tom, before you walked in, I mentioned how Laura's always seems to be doling out wisdom, assistance, technical assistance, all kinds of help when people walk into the Hunterdon County Chamber office. So I'm glad that you have such a great resource in Laura, because she sure always is able to answer my questions and provide me with a little guidance.
Well, she's been a tremendous addition to the Chamber staff. I've known her throughout her former life in some of the wonderful things that she used to do. And now coming here and being here at the office, she just adds, a little spark, a little vivacious, smile to the whole office. And I know Chris Phelan's pretty happy that she's part of the staff. So,
well, before Thank we you. Get Laura to dish out on what her former life was, I have to ask a question. I'm pretty curious. If you're in seven counties, Tom, are you involved with all of the Hunterdon County, with all of the chambers in all of those counties?
We're expanding into other chambers as we speak, but right now my focus has been the Hunterdon County Chamber. But the two other chambers that I'm really looking, well, there's three chambers that I would consider, the Somerset, but especially the Morris and the Mercer chambers are chambers that I'm looking into expanding into. So Chamber of Commerce is a phenomenal way to get to know people, common goals, solid individuals who run businesses and do their part in the community. and face-to-face, hand-to-hand, eye-to-eye. I'm a big believer in that type of communication, and it just lends to a great deal of trust. And we all know that, you know, we do business with people we know and trust. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the work that you're doing, Tom, relies on leaving someone else for even just a little while to care for someone that you love, presumably love. I am making a little presumption there, but a relative or being a caregiver, mm-hmm. you need some assistance. So to have people in and to be able to know, and I'm going to take your card and brochure because tomorrow night when I have dinner with a friend, I know they need someone for their mom who just had an injury and is recovering from surgery. So,
wow, okay.
So
tremendous.
I'll be able to make that connection. And I'll be able to do it feeling very, very comfortable that I met you from, you know, this chamber here and that we made a connection. And I can tell that you're thorough and that you screen your staff members. Mm-hmm. So I feel comfortable already just in a few minutes.
Oh, that's neat. Well, you know, of course, it's a very delicate situation when a family would research or look into speaking with us. How we approach it is it okay to give you an idea of how we do it?
Certainly.
We generally...
We don't have rules here.
No
this
rules.
Is a rule-free studio.
Is
just
this
so
Outback
you know.
Steakhouse? Can I have a beer too while I'm here?
Or? It's even better. We can't compare to red meat. We're way better than
okay,
that.
Okay, I'll take a Bloomin' Onion and we'll get started with that. But yeah, we start out by giving a free assessment to the family involved. We encourage all the family to come in, and we speak to the client themselves and then their closest family members. This assessment's totally free of charge, and we go over various information, emergency phone numbers that are needed to be able to contact family. Mm-hmm. We go over their doctors and locations thereof and phone numbers. We'll go over meal preferences and choices and hobbies that they have that they know and love. And we'll take a little walk down memory lane and find out where they were born and grew up so that we have some talking points with the client. And we compile what's called a care plan book. And then if, in fact, the client decides to go with us, then we have our nursing staff and our director of nursing come to visit before the certified case would start. So our nursing staff is phenomenal. So we have just tremendous nurses within the area. And they do also another assessment, which involves the medical aspects of caring for a loved one at home. And then we bring our caregiver in. We try to have a personal touch to that. We don't just say, Sally Lou, report to 5 Main Street. We usually have Sally Lou come to our office. We review the care plan with her, and she's privy to all Mrs. Jones's needs so that then the family members of the client upon our arrival will further break those, you know, little details down. And it makes for a fairly smooth starting point. And then we're there to make a difference so that that family member can get out, get back into the community. Some of them, you know, are so devoted to their loved ones, they don't get out at all. So, and then we have situations where there are clients that are totally by themselves and they're terribly lonely. So they need that conversation, that comfort level that comes with first trusting who I am representing the company, then accepting our nurse in, and then inch by inch understanding the aid and allowing that aid to be a tool for their happiness.
That's so true. Yeah.
So it sounds like you have the clinical and the compassion side all wrapped up there. We're going to talk more about that if you're willing to stay, because I'd like to, you know, talk a little bit more about the program and Anita's Angels and ask some more questions and hear a little bit more.
Tremendous.
Well, also, for Tom, he didn't mention this, but he also is a part, he works with 100 and Helpline as right across the hallway from us.
Okay, we could talk about that relationship. And before we do that, do you want to talk about your former life? You want to give any confessions on here?
Nothing exciting, be quite honest with you. It's just Tom and I had met previously when I was a chamber member. I was helping my brother with his business, which is known as Helping Hand Concierge. And I helped him with his marketing and promotion. And I was the one who encouraged him to begin to get involved with the chamber. And when he got involved with the chamber, he was very shy, and he had me do a lot of the talking until he felt more and more comfortable to do it on his own. And now his business is doing very well. He's very successful, and he's on a really good track.
Well, maybe he's a future guest at Hot and Hunterdon.
Hey, you never know, right?
All right. So it's Hot and Hunterdon's True Confessions today. So I hope everyone stays with us. We'll go to a news break, and then we'll be back in the studio with Laura and Tom.
My weary heart rises up on wings. I hear your laughter. Something deep down inside me sings.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Students at Eastern Kentucky University are on high alert after a threat is found spray-painted in a bathroom on campus. The graffiti was discovered yesterday, threatening to kill all by 10/8/15. EKU is offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of the person who left the message. It continues to rain in South Carolina, where 9 people have now died in massive flooding. Residents are being urged to stay home and off the roads. American Airlines confirms one of its pilots died early today during a flight from Phoenix to Boston. The airline says the red-eye flight was diverted to Syracuse, where it landed safely. The co-pilot had radioed air traffic control, saying there was a medical emergency and the captain was incapacitated. The U.S. House will formally elect a new speaker on October 29th. Outgoing House Speaker John Boehner announced the date and said elections for other top Republican leadership positions will occur after the speaker is chosen. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Warning, if you or a loved one are struggling with drugs and alcohol, there's something you need to know. Thoughts like, I can stop anytime, I'm not hurting anyone, it's my life, are lies. These lies cause you to drink or get high even when you've promised yourself or someone else you wouldn't. You may feel all alone, but you're not. We're here to help. Take the first step. Call us today at 800-461-3329 for a free, no-obligation assessment. Your insurance may even cover the full cost of treatment. Please don't wait. Call 800-461-3329. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Call American Drug Treatment Centers to speak with our trained staff. We'll walk you through getting yourself or a loved one into treatment even if they won't admit there's a problem. The truth is, drugs and alcohol want you dead. Don't let them win. One simple call will start you on the road to recovery. Call 800-461-3329 now. It will be the best thing you ever do. Call 800-461-3329. 800-461-3329.
Godhead and your mother's grace. All the likeness of the loved ones right there in your face. But
and we're back here in the busy and happy studio with Laura and Tom talking about chamber events, talking about a chamber member business where there will be a chamber member at a chamber event. So we have lots of cross-sector things going on over here today. No blooming onions. No blooming onions yet. But we do have a lot of things going on. Now, we were just talking about You know, typically when we think, and I think it's because everyone wants the mindset that when they think of a senior person who has a home care issue, that there's someone who's coordinating their care or referring all over to the county, ensuring that they get the services that they need, when in fact that is not always the case or generally the case. And there are many seniors who are alone and have no one to advocate for them. But I understand that you have a relationship with the Hunter and Helpline, and that you also are able to help those seniors as well.
Well, being a part of the Hunter and Helpline has opened my eyes to Susan Lacks and what she's done.
Yeah.
Her energy and professionalism and dedication is unparalleled. And she gives daily, night, does shift work that's unimaginable as she piles on the hours over there. So, but Hunter and Helpline does many things to help not only seniors in need, but battered women, you know, men and women without shelter.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot on education. They're, you know, local population that needs work with their English that is more Spanish speaking.
Now,
in our town,
what is your relationship with them? Because I'm familiar with Hunter and Helpline, as probably are all of our listeners, and they have a radio show as well. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you're involved with them.
Okay, I am on the board of the Hunter and Helpline, so I decided to give back. Give some of my free time to something that is tremendously worthwhile. And I found out more about what they do and how they do it. And it's staggering and very comforting for the community to know that Hunter and Helpline is busily working to help people in need on a daily basis, whether it's young people, children, whether it's adults or seniors. So, again, Susan does just an incredible job orchestrating the whole organization, and that is a nonprofit organization. But it is one that operates just with tremendous integrity and is diligent in what they do on a daily basis.
Okay, now I have a question for you, Laura.
Sure.
I think the Hunterdon County Chamber is unique in the way that it supports a lot of nonprofit organizations.
Correct.
So do you have another event you will be showcasing and other nonprofits will be there and they can meet members?
That is something that we're presently working on for 2016. We used to have a nonprofit showcase that we've done in the past.
But your expo, which was in, when was that? I lose track of the months.
Well, the expo's coming up.
That one's coming up.
That's so, the one that's on November 5th. And that is not only, you know, regular small businesses, but we also have the nonprofit organizations that are a part of that event as well. But there is an event that we've done in the past that focuses strictly on the nonprofit. So it gives them a platform to show what they're all about to the general public, which is really nice.
I love the expo and the idea that you can be a business, you could be a nonprofit, because as Tom just demonstrated, as a business and serving as a volunteer board member to a nonprofit organization, it's so great when you can fit those things together and really, really help to change the community. And I'm sure that you feel a change from the work that you're doing as a board member. And I'm sure that you're learning more resources to serve your primary customers as well. And I didn't have an opportunity to ask. So at the expo, will you be in the nonprofit category or a small business category?
Well, actually, I do have to pay for my children's education. So we are a for-profit company at Anita's Angels. But that's okay. We're very affordable. We do try to give the best quality service to anyone, but that leads me to an event that's coming up for us. And, we at Anita's Angels for the third year in a row now have partnered with Chaitin Educational Services, which is also at Countryside Plaza North.
Yes.
And the two of us will be sponsoring an event on Thursday, October 15th. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. And not only will we have phenomenal appetizers, and they will be coming from Kirsten's Italian Grill.
Oh, nice.
And
the
Market Roost on Main Street. Two very reputable and delicious eateries. So I recommend both of those places to all listening. But we will have crazy great music where Gup Gascoigne will be spinning. He's a DJ, and he will be spinning 60s, 70s, and 80s music for all of your enjoyment. So, and of course, what would a event like that be without a little libation here and there? So we'll have plenty of wine and beer for you, too.
Where does this event take place?
It's going to be at Countryside Plaza North.
Oh, at your office?
Right, which is right on Route 31, 0.3 mile down from Stop and Shop on the left. And there's three stone-faced buildings on the left-hand side as you go from Flemington to Clinton. And we're the middle building. You'll see Chaitin and Anita's Angels Incorporated and our signs. And actually, Chaitin will have a very important announcement on that evening, which I won't spoil for Reed Boats, who is the owner of that organization. So I will leave
That's
you
exciting.
All hanging in absolute anticipation for his announcement, and I'll let him make it. But do come. We will have so much fun, lots of music, lots of beer, wine, and great food. So come and network and enjoy the evening at Anita's Angels and Chaitin Educational Services, Thursday, October 15th, 5:30 to 7:30.
Tom, can you tell us how we can get tickets?
All you have to do is call the chamber office and do speak to Laura. Let her know that you are planning to attend. And, you know, chamber members, it's free of charge. So, and we just encourage everyone to come, have some fun, kick back, and enjoy the evening with us.
It's a great way to network. It's a great way to meet other business owners, also people from other organizations here in Hunterdon County. And like you were just saying, Tom, it is complimentary to chamber members. However, if you're not a chamber member, we do encourage you to attend. We just ask that you do register ahead of time. There is a fee for non-members. It would be $20. But again, for our chamber members, this is a great benefit to them. And again, they can call the chamber office and register with me.
Laura, can we get that number, please?
Absolutely. It's 908-782-7115.
Okay, that sounds like a fun evening. October 15th, 5:30 to 7:30, right at Anita's Angels location on Countryside Plaza North.
And it's rain or shine. So
rain or shine.
Do not worry about a couple, you know, a little drizzle or snowflakes if they come early, which we all hope don't happen.
No, snow? Not. Did you just said it?
I did say that, but we have had snow in October a few years ago, but it's early enough so you won't catch any snow.
Oh, and I said we had no rules here, but no S words.
Yeah,
all right,
that's true.
All right. I won't say that word again.
That.
All right, but if it does snow on October 15th, then I know I'm going to be very, very
just
upset.
Bring your shovel.
So I'm coming. I will be there 5:30 to 7:30, and you can shovel. I will shovel away for you. But it sounds like such a great event and a great way to connect to the organization, and even though we can't get you to spill what the exciting announcement will be,
I
hope we can tie it back to our Facebook page after the event. And I know you'll have a beautiful, beautiful sunny day for that, Tom. And we're going to have to pay the bills here because that's kind of what we do here. So we're going to take a short break on Hot and Hunter, and when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more about the events and just a little music from the Wreckers.
And I walked alone, waiting for you to come along.
Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good evening, this is Dr. Doug, my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station, and it is October 5th, and I have Laura and Tom with me. And I did want to mention where I always say radio time goes faster than any other time.
It really does.
It just flies by. We have less than 15 minutes left before
Oh boy.
I have to put the news on and get ready for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. But I wanted to mention to both of you that today's a special day for me because a year ago I started my first broadcast here in the studio for the Hot and Hunterdon show. So
congratulations.
Thank
How
you.
Do you feel?
Way to go.
I feel like I still have a lot to learn. But it's been a fun year. And
well, I think that goes back to your quote that you have mentioned
yes.
earlier on in the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you learn things and you give away things and you let things go as part of our natural learning process. So it's been a great way to come out here and got to meet you and the relationships mm-hmm. we talked about with Tom and his organization and his for-profit business and the work he does with the Hunterdon Helpline. It's all about giving back to the community and yes. feeling connected. And I think the Chamber has another way to help guests feel connected, don't they?
They do. We have our ambassadors and we have a committee. They're all Chamber members. And Tom, believe it or not, is a part of that committee.
I feel like Tom is a very busy, busy and dedicated person.
Tom is very active within the community. And that's, I think, as part of being a business owner, you have to extend yourself and to be a part of your local community. It just shows that you're involved and that you care about it. And the one thing that Tom does as an ambassador is when we have new members join, the different events that we have, like the Card Club, for example, ambassadors are there to greet, to welcome, to make new members feel comfortable and at ease and introduce them to other members. And that really helps somebody, especially when they're new to an organization, because sometimes you feel like a fish out of water, you know, and it's just nice to have that one person there or multiple people, depending on the event, just to be a support to you. And then the ambassadors also reach out to existing members, especially if they renew their membership, making sure that they're enjoying their experience, and is there anything the chamber can do to make it better? And so the ambassadors reach out to those members as well to find out that information. So they're a great liaison. They're a great support here to the chamber.
That sounds great. Tom, what was it about that job description, or did Laura just recruit you and you said yes?
Well, I think that Chris originally recruited me,
yes,
and then Laura cemented it. But it's just fun to be able to go to an event, and when you, it's almost like Cheers in Hunterdon County when you go to an event and know a lot of people and are comfortable greeting and sharing in their successes and their businesses.
Yes.
It just makes it fun, and so the Ambassador Committee, which is a group of many professionals,
yes,
who do a great job, are, you know, it's just one other way to give back an inch or so and try to make this Hunterdon County Chamber, you know, to be one wheel, one spoke in the wheel, so to speak, and the Chamber is just such an incredible organization with all the events that are happening and all the work that goes on behind the scenes with Laura and Chris Phelan. They're just an amazing team that spearheads and makes this a vibrant community. So the ambassadors are just one segment of many, many places where you can get involved in the Chamber. And make it a rewarding experience for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
So we're psyched about it. And, you know, I'm just happy to have been invited to this show today and be able to talk about our event on the 15th, which coming up again in Thursday, October 15th, is our third annual with Chaiten Educational Services.
And you definitely draw a crowd for your car club.
Tons of beer, wine, and great food. And again, the food by Kirsten's Italian Grill and Market Roost. So don't miss this great event. And music by Gup Gascoigne, who's going to spin some 60s, 70s, and 80s. So, you know, make sure you put your dancing shoes on when you come.
Yeah, and a great way of networking with other business owners, business leaders here in Hunterdon County. So it's definitely an event you don't want to miss.
That sounds great. And so, Tom, if I can just make sure that people know to get that initial assessment from Anita's Angels, they need to do a call out to you. So can we make sure that we give that phone number and then I can link it to our page?
Oh, tremendous. Well, you can look at our website at Anita's Angels, which is, you know, anitasangels.com. Check out Anita's Angels SC at AOL.com and communicate with us. Our phone number at Anita's Angels is 908-788-9390. Pretty easy number to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And we are Families Helping Families, taking care of seniors at home, both hourly and live-in. Throughout seven counties in this area of New Jersey. So do think of us when you have a home care need for your loved one. And again, we service you with a smile from our family to yours. So thank you so much again, Georgine, for having me, and Laura for encouraging us to come on and speak today. And we'll see you all October 15th.
And
November 5th at the Chamber Expo, which is always a must-attend event.
Absolutely.
That's great. And I hope everyone got a sense of how personable you are, Tom, and how easy it would be to join the Chamber and then be assigned to you as an ambassador, and to know that you would not walk into a room without knowing a friendly face and having someone that is so approachable. And I'm so glad that you're taking care of our community and our residents. And is it seniors and also homebound individuals that you serve?
We specialize in senior care. So but many of those seniors are without licenses, without cars, Their family may be, you know, on the other coast.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a tremendous need for companionship and for interaction. And they're not able maybe to get out and integrate into the community like we are. So,
yeah.
You know, we're psyched to be able to offer that service to people. And again, Anita's Angels, thanks all of you guys for having us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us. And Laura, if you just want to let everyone know last Friday what was going on here in the studio, you had a little,
oh my goodness,
a little party going on and
a lot of anniversaries going on around here, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, you're celebrating your 1 year anniversary today, and last Friday was the fourth anniversary for 100 in Chamber Radio. And we launched the special occasion with Chris Bianco, Big C, with Good Morning Hunterdon. And that morning segment, he had a lot of the hosts pop in or call in just to talk about, you know, their experiences so far here at our radio station. So throughout the whole entire month of October, we're encouraging all of our hosts to definitely celebrate this wonderful milestone.
Thank you. And thank you both for joining me here at Hot and Hunterdon on October 5th, and I hope that everyone goes out to meet Tom and sees Laura at the future events we were just talking about. Stay tuned. We have a commercial. We'll do the news, and then we'll be back with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour.
The people have problems that are worse than mine. I don't want you to think I'm complaining all the time, and I hate the way you look at me. I have to say,
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Students at Eastern Kentucky University are on high alert after a threat is found spray-painted in a bathroom on campus. The graffiti was discovered yesterday, threatening to kill all by 10/8/15. EKU is offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest of the person who left the message. It continues to rain in South Carolina, where 9 people have now died in massive flooding. Residents are being urged to stay home and off the roads. American Airlines confirms one of its pilots died early today during a flight from Phoenix to Boston. The airline says the red-eye flight was diverted to Syracuse, where it landed safely. The co-pilot had radioed air traffic control, saying there was a medical emergency and the captain was incapacitated. The U.S. House will formally elect a new speaker on October 29th. Outgoing House Speaker John Boehner announced the date and said elections for other top Republican leadership positions will occur after the speaker is chosen. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. My $20 family fill-up is an easy way to feed a family of four. So, if you've got 20 bucks burning a hole in your pocket, you can take it to a KFC for a family meal any day of the week. Beats eating that $20 bill. Remember to wash your hands after holding money, though, because my Kentucky Fried Chicken is finger-licking good.
8 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, large coleslaw, 4 biscuits. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy 2 desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
The Coast Guard continues to look for survivors from a sunken cargo ship, but the outlook is grim.
We are going to keep working at this. We certainly never discount the will to live, but the big concern is if they had to abandon ship back on Thursday, they would have been doing so into a Category 4 hurricane.
Captain Mark Feeder says search crews have recovered survival suits and at least one contained human remains that could not be identified. The El Faro had 28 Americans on board when it sent a distress call Thursday after sailing into Hurricane Joaquin. Feeder says a lifeboat from the ship was found and there were no signs of life in it. The ship went missing as it sailed from Jacksonville, Florida to Puerto Rico. The Oregon Community College, hit by tragedy when a gunman opened fire on campus, reopened today, but classes at the campus at Umpqua Community College are not in session. Many gathered yesterday for a prayer service to remember the 9 people killed in the shooting. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected.